what God wants us to understand, that he created you for success. Your confession of this word will bring possession, a reality that this is real. This is the way I live. And when you live in peace, when you live with joy, your life become filled with the pleasure of being saved. Filled with the joy of Jesus. Not worry or concern about how I'm going to make it, because he's already made it for me. And now I'm enjoying the best of heaven while here on earth. So Joshua, let me read these scriptures, because time moves so fast. Joshua said it like this: this book of the law, this word of God, shall not do what? Depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it how long? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that are written therein. For then thou shalt do what? Make thy way prosper. And then thou shalt have what? Good success. Look at Psalm 1. Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And this is what have messed up many, many saints. They have walked in the counsel of ungodly, and it sounded like it was all right. But God don't want you walking in the counsel of the ungodly. What do you mean? A person that is ungodly is a person that is speaking against God. Sound religious, sound good, but when you're not talking like God, you're not taking his counsel, you're taking somebody else's counsel over his, you're fooling with the ungodly. But he said, but the man that will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, this man is empowered to prosper. And this man, this woman, will prosper. Nor stands in the way of sinners. And see, when you live a lifestyle, you're a believer, and you live a lifestyle opposite from the word of God, you are standing in the way of sinners, because you're not showing them Jesus. See, your life ought to be a living epistle of the living Christ. Hello? Read and known of men. But when you stand in the way of sinners, that means you're not living the kind of life you should live. You're not, they are reading the wrong book. They are reading the wrong epistle. They're getting the wrong information. Not standing in the way of sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scornful, but what? His delight is in the what? The law of the Lord. His delight is in what? The law of the Lord. And in his law, in his word, in what God hath said, doeth he meditate how often? Day and night. For what reason? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, a tree that's separated out there where it's dry, 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 it will affect it, the way that tree live. The leaves will look funny. But you take a tree that's by the river, by where there's water, where those roots can feed from that river, where water is there, the leaves will not wither. That means you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You'll always be fruitful. You'll always be bearing fruit. Your love life will be up to par. Hallelujah. Your faith walk will be up to par. Your giving will be up to par. Your relationship, your fellowship, hallelujah, And there will be prosperity, increase on your life. There'll be increase in your house. You can say like Psalm 112, wealth and riches are in my house. And not only will you say it, you have some wealth and riches in your house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you are feeding from the life-giving word of God, like that tree is drawing from that water in the river that give life to that tree, causing it, it has a roots in the soil and that draws the water that give moisture to that tree, cause that tree to be lively. Am I right? Cause that tree to live and be fruitful. And this is what will cause you to be fruitful while others around you are drying up, dying, living a lifestyle of confusion and violent and all this kind of stuff. You're living a lifestyle of peace and joy. Joy is in your life. Joy is in your home. What you put your hands to do prosper. Hallelujah. Your family, you love your family and you're a blessing to your family. Hallelujah. You have the peace of God in your household, and people and your family will be blessed, and your children will be like olive plants around the table. Hello, somebody. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever she doeth shall prosper. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Meditating in the word of God and confessing. Let it be your confession. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is the way I live. Look what Proverbs said, Proverbs 4:20. This book of the law, 4:20, let me get that. My son, 4:20, you see it? My son, attend to my words. Do what? Attend to my words, incline thy ear to my sayings. See, what are you doing? You are letting God's word become first, foremost, their life-giving words. They are instruction. They are words of instruction. They're words that give, that bring light. You see what he's saying. Then you have the ability to do what he said to do. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear into my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are what? Life. What are they? Life. For my word are spirit, and they are life. For they are life to those that find them. That means you're going to have to search. Yeah. That means you have to spend some time looking, searching. And and as you study the word, you'll go, whoa, look what I found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Their life to those that find them, and what? Health. Ooh, it shows you how to live healthy. Oh, glory to God. Health to all their flesh. Paul prayed this prayer, and this is where we close. I knew we were going to get all these scriptures. Paul prayed this prayer for the believers. He prayed this prayer for himself, but it was recorded. And it's a prayer that every believer, I prayed this prayer many times, and I plan to pray it a whole lot of more time. And listen to what he said in this prayer. Listen to the words, what he said. Because see, once you find out, you're meditating, you're confessing, you're seeking, you want to know. Why are you confessing? To become one who possess of what is in the word. What is in the word. Now think about what I'm saying. In the word. Who is the word? Jesus. The living word. That I'm taking on. I'm receiving all that he is. I'm just like him. now it becoming a reality to me. It's alive in me. I know it. It's not something that I just heard in my head. It's a reality inside of me. It's alive. It's what I know. It's what I can do. I have confidence I can do this. I'm not in fear or frightened or wishing I could do this. I know.